is Jessica Farrakane, and I'm a public affairs specialist at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. So what happened is we just completed what is probably the largest cat-proof fence in the United States, and that was built to protect the endangered Hawaiian petrels, or the uwau, that are on Mauna Loa within Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. To our knowledge, this is the largest fence of its kind in the U.S. It is 5 miles long. It protects more than 600 acres of nesting habitat for the federally endangered Hawaiian petrel on the slopes of Mauna Loa. And it took about 3 years to build it at a cost of a little bit over $1 million. The beauty of this fence is that it protects these birds from their number one predator, which is feral cats. And it does this by preventing the cats from being able to get in. There's a special curved top to it. It's a little bit over 6 feet tall, and the top part of this fence curves over. Cats cannot leap over it. If the cat is in that pen, it can get out, but no new cats can get in. And then, of course, it also protects the petrels from other predators like dogs and mongoose. The construction on this fence was a really grueling project. It was, you know, started in 2013. The worker crews were on land that is 8,000 to 10,000 foot elevation, and this is really rough, rugged lava flow. So really very harsh environment. You know, they experienced everything from, you know, howling winds to hail to rain to really harsh sunlight, and it was, you know. It is, I guess you could say it was is worth the discomfort for them, because now we have a fence that protects more than 600 acres that these uwau use for nesting. The endangered Hawaiian petrels, or the uwau, they're really typically seen more on neighbor islands, even though they are endangered. The species is, however, very rare on Hawaii Island. We have just 75 nesting pairs known in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, all on those high elevation slopes of Mauna Loa. And there's another small population on the slopes of Kohala here on Hawaii Island. So they are very rare on Hawaii Island, although you do see them more on neighbor islands like Kauai and Maui. So this area is entirely within Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. It's on the high elevation slopes of Mauna Loa, between 8 and 10,000 feet high. And the 5 mile fence encircles about a little bit more than 600 acres of nesting habitat. So uwau, the Hawaiian petrels, we really only see them at night, and that's usually through game camera. It's really rare, at least on Hawaii Island, to see them in person. They have a really interesting life cycle. Both parents take turns incubating a single egg, and later on they take turns feeding it. And they fly from these real high elevation burrows on Mauna Loa all the way out over the Pacific Ocean to feed, and they range as far north as Washington State before coming back to Mauna Loa to feed their chick. So you can imagine, if you had to go grocery shopping to feed your family, but your store was in Washington State and you lived in Hawaii, what a huge, huge task that is. So being able to protect their habitat to help this amazing species continue on is it's a really big accomplishment, and we're really proud of it and excited too.